Stand by. Ready to go. Stalls are back and racing.
Just waiting for them to steady. Racing on this occasion.
All set. And they're racing.
Lights are on. Ready to go. They're racing now, and they came out as one.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to Punters Postmortem, your complete weekend racing wrap. Brought to you by tab.com.au. How's your form? Here's TK, Dino, and the Duff.
Good to have your company on Punters Postmortem. Hoping you found a whole stack of winners over the weekend and you got your wallets bulging full of cash. Wouldn't that be a nice problem to have? Chris Waller, again, standout highlight, two group ones. He wins both of them. Congratulations again to the Waller stable and Sacred Falls. The fourth group one is Sacred Falls, the best miler in the country. It'd be a brave man, I reckon, that would say no. And then, of course, the group one Underwood down in Melbourne, Stipulate disappointing, but Foreteller. Ridden closer than normal by G-Boss, and Chris Waller was celebrating again with Foreteller onto the Cox Plate, but it seems like most horses in the country are heading towards the Cox Plate. It's going to be a real traffic jam. Good morning, Ronnie Duffesy.
Yeah, good morning, TK. So many highlights from the weekend's racing and plenty more to come looking at next week. Well, we got Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But look, Ron Lehman's performance with Manawanui was a beauty. The riding performance of Blake Shin, a man at the top of his game. We saw two fantastic fillies there on Saturday, I think, in First Seal and Winx. And Terra Vista, wow, I can't wait for this clash with Lankan Rupee.
Well, I think I heard you call Terra Vista the first best sprinter in the country. I thought Lankan Rupee had that crown.
No, well, I think that's yet to be identified. Hopefully we get to the end of that. We'll get the answer to that by the end of the spring.
Well, we might too. We're going to see Lankan Rupee step out on Friday night, as you mentioned, Ronnie, because of the AFL Grand Final being played on Saturday afternoon. The feature event will be on the Friday night. Lankan Rupee, Rebel Dane, Buffering apparently is flying. The Queensland will be coming south for the Moyer Stakes on the Friday night. There's the Group 2 Stock Stakes over 1600 and the Moonee Valley Stakes over 1600 too, both at Group 2 level. Then you've got the Group 3 JRA Cup over the Cox Plate distance of 22,040 metres. Good morning, Dan Lester.
Morning, TK. Morning, Duff.
G'day, Dina.
Yeah, mate, it's all happening down your neck of the woods.
Well, yeah, it was a good day Saturday. And as you mentioned, Foreteller getting the prize. And then this Friday night will be great with Lankan Rupee and the Group 1 on Sunday.
What about Ronnie? Potting Lankan Rupee, what are your thoughts?
I'm not potting him. I just want to see him back to the form he was last time in. First up run, I don't think was... if you took the short odds, it was very disappointing, but I think he'll build off that, and we'll see what happens Friday night. But I definitely think Terra Vista's a massive contender.
When do they clash? Will that be in the Manukato?
In the Manukato, yeah.
Right, and that's 2 weeks away, isn't it?
No, Cox Plate Eve. Yeah, so four or five weeks away.
Oh, 5 weeks, sorry. Yeah. 5 weeks. Well,
they'll both have another run.
Yeah, they'll both have another run, yeah. They'll both have another run.
But don't know if Lankan Rupee has another run.
He runs Friday. Though.
He runs Friday.
Yeah. He'll have 4 weeks in between. You're right. And then, of course, we're going to have to find another one for Terra Vista somewhere, which won't be that hard at this time of year. Well, we're going to get our teeth into all the good runs from the weekend, the bad runs from the weekend, all your queries. And I tell you what, Ronnie and Dino, exciting times. We've got a brand new open line number. Don't worry, the old one will still
got it.
Right? Kurt will have it. Kurt will have it. 1353 53. That's the number. It's pretty easy to remember. So punch that into your phone. 1353 53. And the SMSs, we enjoy them. They still come on 0419 767 272. 0419 767 272. You can tweet us at Sky Sports Radio 1. At Sky Sports Radio 1 is the tweet. And you can email us at skysportsradio.com.au. skysportsradio.com.au. So there's plenty. No excuses for not contacting us. We've got racing today. Alice, good morning to you.
Good morning, TK. Let's start today at Coffs Harbour, where the weather is overcast. The track's rated a dead four. Now the rally's in the true position. We have 13 scratchings. In race one, take out one, Chili's Aim. Race one, number one. Race two is clear. In race three, take out seven, Mickey Can Do. 16, Look I'm Dancing. And 17, Keep Talking. That's 7, 16 and 17 from race three. Race four is clear. In race five, take out 10, Little Ted. Race five, number 10. Race six, we scratch one, Atlas Shrugged, 6 Radiologist and 11 Moss Garden, 1, 6 and 11 from race 6. Race 7, take out 4 Masque Force, 5 Battle Axe, 11 Tsar 1 and 13 One Tin Soldier. That's 4, 5, 11 and 13 from race 7. And out of race 8 today at Coffs Harbour, scratch 5 Jest Mambo, race 8 number 5. Also racing in Victoria at Echuca, where the weather is fine. The track's rated a good 3. The rail is out 3 metres from the 1,000 to the 400 and true for the remainder. We have 15 scratchings. In the first, we're clear. In race two, take out 6 Tricode Macon, 10 Shift Tish and 12 Social Media, 6, 10 and 12 from a race two. Race three, we scratch 4 Rise Vata, 11 DeLovely Eve, 14 Turf Cutter Girl and 15 Rowie Mac. That's 4, 11, 14 and 15 from race three. Race four, take out your emergencies, 13 and 14. That's the emergencies from race 4. Race 5, we're clear. In race 6, take out 9, Surfside. Race 6, number 9. Race 7, scratch 4, Run Adam. Race 7, scratch 4, Run Adam. 12, Nadia's Magic. 13, Rock and Royal. And 14, Serena. That's 4, 12, 13 and 14 from race 7. And in race 8 today, Echuca, scratch the emergency. That's number 13. That's 13 out of race 8. And that is the scratchings, TK.
Good on you, Alice. Hopefully you'll find a winner if you're having a punt today. We're going to take your calls, 85 71 1017. That's the old number. That still works, right? But our brand fresh new number you should put into your phone. 135353 or 135353. That's our new number. So you start calling now, you'll get directly through, and it doesn't matter where you're listening, what part of the world, it's going to be a local call. A local call costs. So if you're in a state, you want to talk to Dean Lester or Ronnie Duffersey, you want to vent your spleen, you can do that here. We'll take all callers. 135353, your calls are next.
You can now get the absolute best bets from New South Wales country meetings throughout the week from onetofollow.com.au. If there's something professional punter and country expert Guy Orbel likes, you'll get it. Receive an alert on your mobile the morning of the meeting, signalling it's time to bet up. Guy's strike rate is phenomenal. Sign up now for just $10 per week and be ready to strike at any time at any New South Wales country meeting. Another professional and winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
50 months interest-free store-wide now at Harvey Norman. Zero interest, no deposit with equal monthly payments until November 2018. Technology, entertainment, home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. Huge range in store and online. Buy now with 50 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2018. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Hurry! Limited time offer. 50 months interest-free store-wide at Harvey Norman.
Make tracks to a TAB Saddle Up Sundays race day. Featuring one meeting a month, TAB Saddle Up Sundays visit some of New South Wales' most exciting regional destinations.
Escape to the stunning Shoalhaven for TAB Saddle Up Sundays' third birthday and the Mollymook Cup with free cupcakes, a magician, fashions on the field, live music, a Melbourne Cup hospitality package to win and the Mollymook Cup in Nowra, Sunday, October 19.
For more on TAB Saddle Up Sundays, visit gocountryracing.com.au.
Don't forget, Star Stable is back bigger and better than ever. Jump online today and take part in horse racing's premier fantasy game. Experience the excitement of being a big-time trainer and a high-flying owner. Choose the runners you'd like to have in your stable over Spring Carnival and compete with your mates' stables. You can even do it on your mobile. Head to starstable.com.au and register today.
You're listening to Punter's Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Let's get straight into our callers on our new number, 135353. Hello, Jesse.
How you going, buddy?
Good, thank you.
That's good, mate. Yeah, just a quick question. It just feels like every single Saturday when I'm on Ollie, I feel like I always do my beans whenever I back him, but when I don't, for example, on Spillway, you just can't win with him.
We all so have...
I was just wondering basically what you thought of the ride, and do you think you will lose it as well?
Nothing went right there, Dino.
No, it didn't. I thought he made a blue letting Foundry cross him in the first 200 metres. I think he should have held his spot there. And from there, it was ugly. If he'd been on the back of Bonfire, I think the race would have ended up a lot better. But being that pair further back just made it really tough.
So do you put that down to a victim of circumstances, Dino, after one initial blunder maybe early on?
Oh, I think he made a choice.
Stewards called him in, didn't they?
That was the last 50 metres.
They reprimanded him for, I think he was dirty on himself. I mean, it didn't affect betting results. The damage was done.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have finished one spot closer. But the damage was done early, and that was the problem with the ride. From there, he was dictated too. I think he just held his spot that bit longer. I think he anticipated probably there'd be a bit more speed in the race. They really dropped the anchor, and then they sprinted up, and that's why they didn't break open. But it was an ordinary ride.
Mm. No worries. Cheers, boys.
Jesse, but apart from that, he's riding in pretty good form at the moment.
Ollie, I think he's going as well as he was last year, and he's going well. But, I was on Spillway not happy.
Yep. And Ronnie and Dino, I reckon we all have a jockey like that who are, say, a top five jockey, maybe even a top three jockey, and a trainer like that as well. You go, I'm off them. Yeah. But they get up and knock you off when you're not on them, and when you're on them, you're always disappointed.
Happens to everyone. Yeah. And look, I've got jockeys that are great jockeys, until I put my money on them. I can't catch Brad Warilla. Honestly, I cannot. But I did catch him in the last year on Saturday. But other times, every time I put my money on him, he finds a dead end.
What about the naturalism? And Dino, we mentioned that there seems to be just a whole flood of horses going for this Cox Plate. There's going to be some controversy, I can see, on the horizon about horses that have been invited and other horses missing out who should have qualified. And I think we've got 14 Group 1 individual winners already going for 14 spots, and then we've got everybody else. It's going to be a bit of a dilemma for the committee, I'd say.
Well, it is, and it doesn't have qualifying clauses as such. It's an invitation race, virtually, and I think it's going to be an ongoing thing with the Cox Plate because of the enormity of the international influence on the Melbourne Cup, that it's virtually become Australia's premier race for the Australian horses, if you like.
So are we heading into dangerous territory inviting, three and four horses for a Cox Plate? Considering this...
it's an invitation race, isn't it?
I think you've got to invite the best they can, and look, I just don't think many will come. I think the international vibe is that they don't get Moonee Valley as a track, and they don't really want to go there. Godolphin tried it once and nearly won with Grandeera. They ran a terrific race, but haven't seemed to be back for it since. So, and usually they try time and time again, so... I'm not quite sure there.
What about the horse Adelaide?
Well, that's their big chance this year, and that's the first time that I can't even think they've hardly entered a horse since Grandeera.
It's what do we often say? It's our greatest race on our worst track. Do we? You say that, Ronnie?
Look, it's a specialist track.
It's just a tight track.
Yeah, it's just a tight track. You've got to have the right style of racing pattern for that track. Although in the Cox Plate, you can swoop from the back.
Although we've seen some of the great races, haven't we, Dino?
I think that's what makes it great.
Yeah.
I think because it's so unusual and the jockeys just don't know whether to wait or go. We saw the mad charge with Maccabi Diva.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Bone Crusher and Our Waverly Star, two of the worst rides you'd ever see. But it made for the best theatre I've nearly ever seen.
Yeah. That's the key word too, theatre. Mm. It really is... It's an amphitheatre, isn't it? It's a tremendous sort of atmosphere on that day. Jim, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, boys.
Hey, Jim.
Look, I'd just like to give one of the jocks a rap.
on the weekend. I thought Blake Shinn was absolutely fantastic. You know, he's got to be up there in the top three jockeys in the country at the moment, the way he's riding. And the second thing is, a guy used interview during the week and that, and he's as honest as they come as one of our trainers. I just think he thinks about the punters all the time, and he's fair dinkum with his comments. There's David Van Dyke, and just two blokes in racing that I'd like to give a big rap to.
Good on you, Jim. I agree with Shin. You know, we keep forgetting he's still a young man because he won a Melbourne Cup so early in his career. We think, well, he's one of the, you know, older jockeys around town at the moment. You know, he's in his 20s. He's I reckon he's at the top of his game. He's not he's old enough and mature enough now to, or had enough experience, I should say, to make a decision in a race and ride him outside instructions if that happens in a race. Like we saw him on Saturday, Janoob, he read the play beautifully. He was on first seal and just give her the peach of a ride. Obviously, he had the perfect draw there. And Kuro, he was on the right horse there, but he gets the job done on him.
Yeah, well, it sat up on the pace again. You know, it was heavily backed. It was really good, that final 600 metres. There are some horses who still get their way in front and don't finish off, Ronnie, and if I come to that, I'd probably say Earthquake was probably that horse come the weekend.
Yeah, look, she was still only second up, and she was second up at 1,400, and when she was a little above herself first up. So, honestly, she has to come back. I don't think she's going to step up in distance. She has to. She's fit now. She can go back, and he can keep her mad fresh at 1,200, and I think that's her go. I'm not putting the pencil through her at all.
All right. Winx, what did you make of the T-Rose?
I love her. She will be better in a proper race, on a fairer track. She, outside the lead, out-sprinted but rallied hard again late. Top-quality filly, probably one of the best of her age, up to a mile, when she gets to a mile.
Yeah.
And no, even though she was 20-1 the winner, there's no fluke in that performance. She's top shelf as well.
First seal, I don't think we're going to get 20-1 again, are we?
No.
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 No, but all right. So Earthquake's got to, what, be kept at 1,200 metres?
I think so. She looks, that's her asset. She's explosive when she's right. She got a few favours there on Saturday, and she was beaten by the stronger fillies. So I'd suggest back to 1,200 may be the go, but we'll leave that to Godolphin.
Dino, can I round out the tea house with you, mate?
We can go to the tea house anytime you want.
Your shout.
You know it's my favourite restaurant.
You know what? I love the tea house down there in Melbourne too.
Thought you would. Mm. First seal's one that I've liked off the trials from a long way back. And, as you said, we won't get that price again. And she was terrific. And I just, all credit to John Thompson. I think he's done an amazing job over the past couple of years under unbelievable adversity. And hopefully the rewards just keep flowing to him.
Okay, so And would you give up on Earthquake, mate?
I don't know where she sort of sits at the moment, because she got a dry track on Saturday, but she was at 1,400. So is she a better sprinter? Would she be better freshened up and going to the Coolmore than going up in distance?
It wasn't like it was a tough 1,400, though.
No, that's right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we took one variable out in the wet track and got a dry track, but we put another variable in and she went up in distance. Yeah, she might be just a superior short course horse. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it would be nice to see her back because we need all our good horses firing as often as we possibly can. Hello, Wayne. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, TK and Duff.
Good morning to you.
G'day, Wayne.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
I was just ringing to say, the jockeys to follow at the moment. I believe Josh Parr, he's on fire. You know, I'd love to know the percentage of winners he has for rides,
Yeah, he's going well. He's he might be suspended at the moment. I'm not sure, but he's had a bit of a role over the last couple of months, and he's getting the support of Peter and Paul Snowden. So that always helps, and he's spreading himself around a bit at Randwick, and even Gay's giving him the odd opportunity. So it all comes down to these blokes riding for the right stables and getting the right rides, and Josh is doing the right thing at the moment.
Yeah, he's really going well. I've won a lot of money off him in the last few months, and
you stick with him.
Yeah, I will.
No, he's good. He's good. He's a good jockey. You're always going to get plenty of bang for your buck with Josh Parr. Good on you, Wayne. Don't forget that new open line number, 1353 53. Text messages come on 0419 767-272. The George Main Stakes, Ronnie. Chris Waller, 1-2-4.
Yes.
Sacred Falls. I know both of you guys tipped it on Formline on Thursday night on Sky Racing World at 7:30. Sacred Falls, it's fourth Group 1 win now. They've all come over the mile, and I think it's the best miler in the country.
Well, he lays claims to it, doesn't he? He's, you know, we've been saying all preparation. He's had third up written all over him since day dot, and he proved that again there on Saturday where he was fairly dominant. He was in a little bit of an awkward spot on straightening, and Zach was going to come to the outside, but thankfully he came back to the inside, which looked the better going, and he was too good. So he's well on his way to a Cox Plate, and who's to say that he won't be very, very competitive in a Cox Plate.
Mm. Would the 2,000 be fine for Sacred Falls, Dino?
Well, I think he proved that in the autumn in a pretty solidly run Queen Elizabeth.
He just went second to win. It's a done deal.
Yeah, it was a great run, and he was on the back up there, you know, 7 days after the Doncaster. So I think he's fine. I like that last spring he came down here and he ran in the Crystal Mile, so he's been to the Valley. He's had a look around, he's a much more rounded horse this year coming down.
And of course, he'll go to the Turnbull or the Caulfield Stakes, we imagine, then onto the Cox Plate.
Yeah, I think Caulfield Stakes would be just an ideal race. I think the Turnbull, because it's got, you know, it's the race that so many want to qualify for.
Mate,
the...
everyone seems to be. I mean, it's going to be.
Yeah,
I think the Caulfield Turnbull.
Yeah, and that's the forgotten thing, really. If you win the Caulfield Stakes or the Herbert Power, you do get into the Caulfield Cup the next week if you want to. So, but everyone seems to want to have that 14-day break and run in the Turnbull. And I think the Caulfield Stakes seems to be a lovely lead up into the. Into the Cox Plate.
Okay, let's go through them if we can. I'll get your quick opinions, guys, on the George Main. Royal Descent, Ronnie, and then Dino.
Look, another pass mark from me. Although she's not winning, that's 3 seconds in a row this prep, and I keep saying it, but I'm convinced she's going better than ever.
Yeah, she's running well, and she's going to be some sort of factor in the next couple of runs. Where does she go to the Turnbull as well, or does she go to the Craven Plate?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think Chris has come out and made a decision about that.
But yeah, she came down here
and
had no luck.
All heading to the Turnbull. I've got Hawkspur Royal Descent heading to the Turnbull.
Okay, well, she had no luck in the Turnbull last year and then ran well in the Caulfield Cup. So.
Laser Hawk ran out of its skin.
Yeah, well, more his style. Previous week he missed the start and was driven mad. This week he got into his rhythm and, he's going well. Whether he's a big-time player, I don't know, but maybe a Craven Plate for a horse like him.
Yeah, well, even I would think, you know, a handicap like the Toorak or something like that down here or the Epsom, if he runs in that, he'd run well because he's just such a bold-going horse.
Hawkspur, Ronnie?
Good again. Maybe wanting 2,000 metres now.
Very similar to his run in this race last year, and I think he's ticking over well.
Panzer Division with 50.5. Well done to Brenton Abdallah, by the way, getting down to 50.5.
Yeah, look, he ran well. I think he was under the odds going into the race, and he did a good job. You know, it takes a very good 3-year-old to win a race like this. It's a hard heads race, and he's in his first preparation. We keep forgetting that. He'll race well next time back at his own age.
Dino?
With Panzer Division,
yes,
TK.
Mate, so.
Yeah, look, I thought, you know, as Duff said, he was a touch under the odds, but I thought he ran a respectable race, and this was probably a different style of race to what he'd been in. This was a very slowly run race and a real sprint home, and those, you know, tough and seasoned horses, you know, probably just out-sprinted him a touch.
Lucia Valentino, Ronnie, was a very, very good run, considering where it was on the track. It was very hard to make up ground out wide.
Considering the makeup of the day, I thought it was an excellent run. She proved to a certain extent she's not just a wet tracker, and whether she's a deserved Caulfield Cup favourite is another question, but I love the run.
Yeah, she's going well, and I think it did prove that, she's effective on top of the ground. That's no problem. I just think in the structure of the race, she had too much to do.
And I've got to say, Ronnie, I was a touch disappointed with Toy Dini. Not totally disappointed, but I just wanted to see a little bit more, but again, was in that wrong part.
Happy to hear you say that, because I'm thinking about having something on him in the Epsom. I think he...
I know that.
But you always go off one too early.
You wanted to see a little... Did you want to see more?
Look, I just think the pattern of the day didn't suit him. Look, just total forgive, and will be very hard to beat in the Epsom.
Ran the 10th best last 200 metres of the day, so he got it going late, but I thought he was a bit keen early because of the slow pace, then outpaced, and then good on the line. I think a handicap race will suit him much better.
Hello, James.
G'day. Well, I just want to give a plug to the Derby Day races. I'm actually going down there this year with a couple of mates who are new to racing. And what we decided was we'd take them down Derby Day, and we've got the Rugby League Test match, I think, in England and Australia on the next day.
On the Sunday night, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got the Derby Day. These fellas haven't been down to Derby Day before. I have in a past life. And we're making a big weekend of it. And actually, we're travelling back on the Monday, missing the Cup. But that weekend, I think you'll find that Melbourne will be really buzzing.
No doubt.
You've been there before. You know how good it is, James. Your mates will be blown away by it. It is just one of those truly great weekends in Melbourne, Dino. It's something to experience.
Derby Day's a very special day. The whole week's great, but Derby Day for mine's just outstanding.
Yeah, capped it off with the football the day after too, which is a real bonus for the interstaters. So
it is.
I've got a feeling you're going to have a really great weekend that weekend.
It is, James. We had it 1 year where we had Derby Day, then we had the Wallabies in a World Cup match against Ireland at Etihad Stadium. Let me tell you. If you don't reckon we were struggling by midnight that night.
I'll bet your head's rubbing on Monday morning when you're getting that plane home.
Oh, mate, try getting home. Try getting a cab.
I bet you they don't all make it at the airport.
Try getting a cab in Melbourne around midnight after Derby Day World Cup rugby. Can you imagine?
Mm.
It was a long night, and it was a good night. What am I complaining about? It was a terrific night. Good on you, James. You'll have a great, great time. Make sure you stay listening to the boys. We'll be doing a form line on the Thursday night from down in Melbourne. And then, of course, we'll have a special edition, I'm led to believe, on the Monday night regarding the Cup with Ronnie and also Dino. Short break, then your calls. We're coming back with Rex.
Diamond drill for Tommy, the dream win.
They come to the line and Al Malad has won it from Brazen Bow.
Al Mahar has sired over 20 stakes winners and 6% stakes winners to runners. His progeny include Group 1 winners Diamond Drill, Al Malad and Fat Al, as well as Faden, Unchain My Heart and the promising River Delta, Amavatio and Delicacy. Want a son of Dane Hill at good value for money? Think Al Mahar. Standing at Emirates Park. Call Brian Carlson on 0415 275 885.
Come racing at Coffs this afternoon. Coffs Harbour's having a standalone race day. The only TAB meeting in all of New South Wales. No hassles, no waiting. Country racing is all state-of-the-art at Coffs. Plus you get first-rate bar and bistro service and entry is free. Try your luck with the bookies or the tote. But if you can't be there, stay tuned to Sky Sports Radio's Mounting Yard Mail. The odds are in your favour today at Coffs. Gates open midday with the first of eight at 12:58.
You can now get the absolute best bets from New South Wales country meetings throughout the week from onetofollow.com.au. If there's something professional punter and country expert Guy Orbel likes, you'll get it. Receive an alert on your mobile the morning of the meeting, signalling it's time to bet up. Guy's strike rate is phenomenal. Sign up now for just $10 per week and be ready to strike at any time at any New South Wales country meeting. Another professional and winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
The Magic Millions Gold Coast 2-year-olds in training sale September 30 is the region's premier Breeze Up style auction, featuring a high-quality catalogue of ready-made racehorses by Australia's leading sires. Broken in, breezed up and ready to run, these 2-year-olds represent outstanding value. View the catalogue, Breeze Up clips and times at magicmillions.com.au. And don't miss the quality Patternac Farm complete dispersal at the Gold Coast from September 28 with over 500 lots catalogued.
This is Punter's Postmortem. Want to get something off your chest? Call us on 13 53 53. SMS 0419 767 272. Or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Hey Dino, what did you think of Brad Rewilla's ride on Rainbow Storm yesterday? I moulded it up with your tips for $11, but Brad gets beat on a $1.40 chance. Cheers, Frankie.
Yeah, I would have liked it to have won too, just quietly. But I was disappointed in the horse more than anything. I know he probably had a bit to do at the 200, but I just don't think he tracked up like he did first up. And He just might have been a bit flat second up after a massive first up run. I don't know, but I couldn't pop the ride. I'd love to because I got beat. So. Yeah.
But it was more the horse than the ride.
Thought it was a bit flat.
Yeah. There you go, Frankie. Just keep that in mind. Hi, Rex. Good morning to you.
Good morning, boys. I'd just like to ask Duno, Ladari, is there any chance of starting in the Epsom?
I don't think so. The way they were talking on Saturday, they've got him to settle more now, and they might be going to go up in distance rather than back. So,
mate, can't you talk him into changing them when I got the 50s early?
Oh, yeah, well.
Okay. Well, I thought that was an incredible run on Saturday.
Yeah, he's going well. The horse is going well. He looks better than he's ever looked too. So there is a race for him, and I backed him last year to win the Epsom, and he got scratched the morning.
So did I.
Yeah, so,
I followed him after that run behind Ferrante.
Yeah, but he's on track for something. Hopefully it's the Epsom, Frank.
And the other thing is Criterion. Is he a big chance of getting a run in the Cox Plate?
I could get in the Cox Plate if he wanted to. Yeah.
Big pardon?
Yeah, he would get a run in the Cox Plate if he wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah, I took the 30s on him in the Cox Plate on Saturday, and. I just think that's huge odds.
He went a little bit better on Saturday. So, look, next run will tell. He seems to be back.
It would have been nice if he did a little bit more, wouldn't it?
Yeah, considering, you know, we're talking Cox Plates. It was a funnily run race, that one.
Well, that's what the gossip was, wasn't it, about it. It was a stop-start and there was no pace on early, and they ran around 33.5.
Well, I don't think there's any pacing in any Sydney races anymore, are there?
Might have to get the greyhounds, mate, and put a pacemaker out
for most of the races. Even 1,200 metre races in Sydney.
Yeah, well, geez, when we've got six and seven runners, it makes it a bit hard to generate speed.
That's not going to change, Ronnie. That's been the case for a very long time.
Yeah, it's problems.
Hmm. Any solutions?
I don't know. I think John Hawkes, John Hawkes doesn't say much, but when he says something, I agree with him 9 out of 10 times. And he's saying we haven't got enough. Melbourne's got a lot of stables with 10 and 20 horses in it, and we haven't. We haven't got enough trainers in the metropolitan area to, you know, spread it. Yes, and just the geographical nature of Sydney, it makes it tough. And you know, we haven't got, like he said, enough trainers with 10 and 20 horses, you know, in town.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to sort of...
Well, that's not going to change. In fact, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So the big trainers are getting bigger.
Yep.
And really, if you don't want to completely have a massive go, I don't know where you're going to be.
That's right. You got to be...
Honestly.
You got to be...
But
in
such Melbourne, I know we've probably chatted about this before, but I know David Hayes won 4, right? So I'll concede that on the weekend. But, you know, you get all the different blokes popping up all the time down in Melbourne. You know, the trainers.
You do, yeah. There's a fairly good spread. And
big fields.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one. I always thought it was because the horses were trialling more in Sydney than they raced, and they didn't venture out. And I thought over the last 12 months with the prize money increases, and we've seen trainers go to Goulburn and that would then feed horses into town after they've won their maidens. But it was a pretty dirty day Saturday, wasn't it, really, for numbers?
Terrible.
Mm. It's been that for quite some time, there's no doubt. 85. In fact, it's not 85, it's now 1353.53. A couple of quick text messages. What's the problem with the Godolphin horses? They look and race poorly. That comes from text. Ronnie, now you've got your eye close to the horses. How do they look?
Well, it seems to be a common question over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Look, they won the first race with Malice there on Saturday. They won the big race with the 3-year-old Swain S at
Newcastle.
Earthquake wasn't hopeless there on Saturday. They had their sprinters in the last. Well, Sessions is a bit of a thinker, I think, and Safeguard was disappointing. So I said it last week and I'll continue to say it. Let's judge them at the end of the spring.
Yep, absolutely. So things can change very, very quickly. Keeps going. Love your show. Ronnie Lehman, you champion. Manawanui, $16.70. Harlem Shuffle, $16.60. Backed them both. You're a legend. Jerry from Cessnock. There you go. It was terrific, wasn't it? It was a triumph for Ronnie Lehman on the weekend to get Manawanui to win.
certainly was. He'd been a horse that's had numerous problems and has taken a lot of patience. And to win first up after such a long break, the horse looked in great order. He'd actually shown a little bit of spark in his trials this preparation. I was anticipating a good run from him, but didn't anticipate him to win.
Ronnie, just a quick one here to educate our listeners. Duff, you put a lot of emphasis on sweating horses. Why doesn't it deter me, Peter, from Coffs Harbour?
Look, they're all individuals. Some horses I don't bother. Once you get to know your horses, and if you know they race well, why they when they sweat up, there's no problem at all. That's just nervous energy in a horse. But if it's a one off for a horse, it's a little bit concerning that he's a little agitated and a little bit off his game. But like I say, I've seen horses that don't sweat that I worry about, because I think, oh, geez, he's won his past three when he has sweated up. So he needs to be on his toe.
Just as a general, sometimes they could run their race, you know, before they actually get out there. That's one of the signs.
And on a real hot day, I worry if they don't sweat, because they boil inside. You know, it's treat each case as it comes.
Okay. Well, you keep an ear and an eye on both Dino and Duff for their opinions from the yard. Morning, boys. Is the offer actually going to have a go? Or are they just putting the miles into the horse's legs in preparation for the cups? That's Tez from Para.
Well, he's not a weight for age horse. And a sit and sprint on Saturday gave him no chance. Yeah. He ran well in a fast run race at Moonee Valley. He'll run in the Turnbull and it may not be run to suit either. And Caulfield Cup Day will be the day you get a chance to judge him for the first time, really, this campaign, I think.
So if you were on offer for the cups, Dino?
Yep.
You'd be okay with the way he's going at the moment?
Absolutely fine with how he's going. If you liked him before he started racing this time, and there's nothing that's deterred me. He looks great. His closing speed was good the other day. He ran down the track, but the actual speed he ran late in the race was really good.
Okay. There you go, Tez. So don't panic there if you're on the offer at good odds. Although I don't think he's never been good odds, has he?
No.
He's been out of the odds dramatically since the opening up of the markets. Hi, CJ.
Hi guys, Duff and Dino. Anyone tell me what's happened to Hello Crown and St John?
St John broke down, didn't he?
Yeah, he's done a suspensory.
Yeah,
I got them both in the staff table.
Oh, you got time to change.
What about Hello Crown?
Yeah, he's staying in work. He has another run in Sydney, and he goes to Melbourne for the. Coolmore, down the straight.
Oh, okay, I'll hang on to him then.
Yeah.
Okay, I had a nice win too. I had a Chris Garrow in a parlay formula, each way all up onto Cracker Jack King.
Okay, good on you.
Cracker Jack King paid $7 for the place, and it would have been nice if it had won.
Very much so. You've got something out of it, CJ, which is good.
Coming out good. Okay, fellas, thanks.
Well done, mate. Good to hear from you. Chris Caro, Gris Caro, the winner of the Naturalism, which gets him into the Caulfield Cup. It's, of course, Jake Stevens from Victor Harbour, Alco Pop fame, Dino. He actually went over and he bought this horse over in France. I don't know what he paid for it, but it probably wouldn't have been cheap, but it was a good, tough win.
Yeah, he was about an in-between pricer, I think. And
Depends how much money you got, I guess.
That's it. And there's not a lot to him, but Saturday set up outside the lead, and that was the big advantage in that race. We've already spoken about Spillway finding trouble. He was clear of trouble, made his own luck, and got that valuable ticket into the Caulfield Cup. So, well done to them. And that's been the plan with him all along. So they've achieved that part. Now they've just got to get him right to his best on Caulfield Cup Day. And I think he's going to run in the Caulfield Stakes as his lead-up.
Right, okay.
What do we make of that horse, Cracker Jack King? That was Is he an improver or...?
So that was the grey horse that led him, stayed wide the whole way, went a little bit wider.
Yeah, that was in the Underwood. He ran very well at Moonee Valley, and you just wanted to actually see him do it again, and he backed it up with another good run. They overdid the plan was to keep him away from other horses and get the lead sort of, you know, and have it so that no one had come around him, but he probably just overdid it by a couple of lanes, especially on the turns. He ran really well. He's probably in the mix somewhere because he's now put two good runs together. it's that sort of spring, really. There's 8 or 10 that are sort of going about the same, with, I think, with the exception of Dissident and Faulkner. I think they stand alone.
Yep.
Down here, I think Sacred right. Falls joins them, and then there's a group snapping at their heels, and then there'd be the wild card of a 3-year-old into a Cox Plate, which could be a major factor this year.
Okay. And how are we assessing this Caulfield track after the meeting? How do you say it played, or where it was an advantage, or where it was a disadvantage?
Oh, I think it played fine. It was very windy down the side. Dwayne Dunn alerted me to it before the first. Down the side, it was a really strong tailwind. And then round the corner and then across them into the straight. So it'll be sort of hitting the leaders down on the inside in the straight. So maybe that's why a couple of the leaders were beaten. But in saying that, Rough Justice won the first from the front. The actual surface was firm, but not too firm. None of the jockeys really complained, which is unusual if it is too firm. So I think it played okay. I didn't have a real problem. I was surprised. None of them are really close to the rail.
Well, maybe Crackerjack King put him in that...
put the mindset in their head
a
bit.
It got upgraded during the day, didn't it, Dino?
It was good all day.
Oh, was
good
it? Three
all
oh, day. Sydney got upgraded, didn't
Sydney
it?
Got
yes.
upgraded.
Yeah, yeah. Sydney got upgraded. Just a quick one from Grant, Dino, here. Turnbull no good for Sacred Falls. It's set weights and penalties.
That's right, and that's why the Caulfield Stakes, and it'll be 2 weeks before the Cox Plate, so... Yeah, it's probably the right option for him.
Okay. Russell from Penrith. Morning, boys. Thoughts on Saturday racing was a joke with the size of the fields and the track bias. Sam Clickerton, promising apprentice. I have no problems backing... Oh, Samantha Cleeton.
Yep.
No problems backing her mounts, showing a nice profit lately. Horses seem to travel excellently for her. That's Russell from Penrith.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of Samantha, but she's obviously getting a lot of rides. I think she's moving to Chris Lee's shortly, and there's another apprentice that's really stamped himself there on Saturday is at Kembla Grange, Brodie Loy. He rode 4 winners. He's been capturing everyone's attention, so look out for him after the carnival to sneak into town and be a very, very good value with his 3-kilo claim. And a bit of controversy, actually, with one of his rides there not one of his rides. There was a replacement rider. There was a young girl in the mile race that got sick, and she was on one of the chances. She was a 4-kilo claimer, and I think her name was Jessica Brooks, who was on Della's Diamond in race 7. And the stewards replaced her with Brodie Loy, and a lot of punters got very, very cranky because I think there was a couple other apprentices that were riding at the meeting with probably not as much experience as Brodie, and a lot of punters saying, well, I would have marked it a lot shorter if they, you know, would have put a similar sort of a jockey on.
Okay. Well, they had to find a jockey, didn't they?
Yeah, but I think young McDougall was riding there, and there was one other jockey that was available as well, but they went to the cream of the crop of the apprentices.
Okay, we'll take a short break and come back with more text messages and your calls. We don't know. There's a lot of concern here on text messages whether Kurt will know about the new number, 1353 53, right? I'm not too sure. We'll find out.
Standing at Argyle Thoroughbreds, Masata, son of Stormcat, sire of Group 1 and multiple stakes winner Mr. Mowat, sire of multiple stakes placed Solse. Of his 84 runners, Masata has had 33 winners. Upgrade your stock, book a mare to Masata now and receive another booking free to Marichal. Plus, 2 months free adjustment. Contact Louise Ellis at Argyle Thoroughbreds, argylethoroughbreds.com.au.
You can now get the absolute best bets from New South Wales country meetings throughout the week from onetofollow.com.au. If there's something professional punter and country expert Guy Orbel likes, you'll get it. Receive an alert on your mobile the morning of the meeting, signalling it's time to bet up. Guy's strike rate is phenomenal. Sign up now for just $10 per week and be ready to strike at any time at any New South Wales country meeting. Another professional and winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
Formerly known as the Research Stakes, the Golden Pendant is a Group 3 quality handicap for fillies and mares run at Rosehill Gardens. Originally a 1,200 metre scamper, the race was run over 1,400 metres for the first time in 2012, the year More Joyous proved way too strong for her rivals.
In 2011, the last time the race was run over the Golden Slipper distance, Screen won in a photo over Jibe.
Jibe takes the lead. Screen in hot pursuit with Of Course I Can at the 50. Jibe just in front. Screen on the outside. Lunges and more. Gee, it's close.
In 2013, outsiders Shiny Rose got up in the last stride to knock out the favourite, Red Tracer.
Red Tracer from Shiny Rose. Red Tracer from Shiny Rose Bonetta. On the outside, Shiny Rose has beaten them. Shiny Rose a boil over from Red Tracer.
This Saturday afternoon, join us on Sky Sports Radio for the running of the Golden Pendant on a race day also featuring the Stan Fox, Gloaming and Shannon Stakes.
50 months interest-free store-wide now at Harvey Norman. Zero interest, no deposit with equal monthly payments until November 2018. Technology, entertainment, home appliances, furniture, bedding in Manchester. Huge range in store and online. Buy now with 50 months interest-free. Zero interest, no deposit with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2018. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Hurry. Limited time offer. 50 months interest-free store-wide at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to Punter's Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
We've got the two-year-old barrier trials happening at Royal Randwick on the Kensington track this morning. You'll have more of that in the Racing HQ program with Sean Cosgrove throughout this Monday morning. Bensley's been reporting Japanese horses, Bandai, and also Admire Raki have arrived, which is good. Chris Waller has confirmed that Boban will defend the Epsom title, which is terrific at Royal Randwick. Chris Chad Schofield, I should say, to fight that improper riding charge. That's going to be heard on Friday. There could be some fireworks down there on Friday morning. And our thoughts go out to Glenn Collis for a speedy recovery, who's fractured his cheekbone, broken nose, broken wrist. He looks a real mess, Ronnie.
Yeah, geez, that was bad.
It wasn't in a race fall. It was actually when he went out on the track.
Yeah, it must have just trampled him or something, but he didn't look well in this morning's paper. So our best wishes go out with Glenn Collis. He's hopefully speedy recovery.
Dino, quick one, mate, if you can help on a tweet that's come in from Snapper. 7111. If Cox Plate Fear was chosen now, would Super Cool get a start?
Look, he'd be borderline, but he ran well on Saturday, and the problem is that he's a big, gross horse. He takes a bit of racing. He'd just want to run well at his next start. I mean, last year, his lead-up run, he ran second in the Caulfield Stakes, so that was the run that got him probably assured into the Cox Plate, and he was the Australian Cup winner at that stage. He hasn't done much racing in the last year, so he'd need just a good performance to shore him up, I think.
Okay, and Joe has also tweeted in, Ronnie, can you ask Duff about Preferment, Spring Champion or Caulfield Classic before the Derby?
Preferment. I'm just trying to think of Preferment. Not ringing a bell with
take
me.
Take it under advisement.
Yeah, it rings a bell, but I'm just trying to... There's that many bloody horses around at the moment, TK.
I know that. We're not seeing them racing at Randwick, but we're seeing...
It does ring a bell.
There are lots of horses around. We'll do a little bit of research there. Kurt, good morning.
G'day, Terry. How are you, mate?
You've got the new number, mate. God bless you.
What number?
The new...
He's got his own number.
He's just got a line.
We've got a new open line number, Kurt. It's 135353. Now, the old number's going to work for a while, but you're going to have to put 135353 into your phone, okay?
All right. Well, I rang 8571 one.
Yeah, that'll still keep working for a little while.
So go again, 13 what? 5353?
Correct, 135353.
No worries. Hey, Duff, mate, just in case you haven't seen this little girl go around, Lucy Warwick in WA, have you seen her do her do?
No, I haven't seen much of her. I see she's riding a lot of winners, Kurt.
Oh, mate, easily have her on any horse I'd have for sure. Actually, I'll probably put her in front of P. Maloney at the moment. You know how much I love him. Just quickly, Dino, can I ask you, mate, just a few horses here?
You only get three.
Thinking of you. Have they mapped races out for them?
Thinking of you?
Yep, I backed her. What did she pay down there?
Oh, I don't know, Kurt, enough. If she holds together, she'll run in 1,000 guineas in 3 weeks, I'd reckon. She's pretty light, but she's very good.
I read something, that Peter Moody's even thinking of bringing her to Sydney instead.
Okay.
Yes, for the flight stakes. So yep. That'll Peter can do that.
Well, there's 3 mile races within 7 days now, which makes it really tricky. And the two group ones, the flight and the 1,000 guineas, and the Edward Manifold's on the same day as the flight. So, she's got plenty of options.
Yeah, Anatina and Kavika?
Anatina will run in the Caulfield Sprint on Caulfield Cup Day.
Nothing before that?
No. No, I was talking to Robert Smurden about her yesterday, and Kavika, I think you'll see him in the noms for the Bill Stutt Stakes on Friday night. I think he'll be going that way. He won at the Valley, so I think he'll be going that way.
Any chance of seeing Red Bomber there on Friday night again?
I don't know if there's a race for Red Bomber there, but you'll see Red Bomber in something better than Sale, as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, Kurt.
Last one, Kurt.
That's right. What's it called? Brouhaha. I saw it the other day, Dino. It smashed him.
Yeah, it did. He's a three-year-old, and he beat the older horses easily. I think if he holds together, he'd be somewhere on a derby path, so I'd imagine, for Robert Smurden. So it was a good win.
Good on you. Thank you, Kurt.
I'm back on that preferment. It's had one run in Sydney here on that very heavy track the other day.
Yeah.
And runs, it's still a maiden after three starts. Had a couple of runs in Melbourne, but it's got a pedigree. It's by Zabil and maybe an improver.
He looked like a really nice horse at the jump outs, and then his two runs were okay down here, Duff. And, I don't know where he's heading, but, he's a nice horse.
Yes.
Hello, Denise. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, TK. How are you?
Good, thank you, Denise.
And I hope the other guys are well too. Just a question for Dean. I had a little. I'm a pensioner, and I have a small punt. And my bet was for Happy Trails. And whilst I've always backed Fortella as well, I let it go, and I put my money on Happy Trails. I was just wondering what he thought of the run and where what his quest is for this year.
His run was fantastic, Denise, because he was underdone on Saturday. He looked like that run will really tighten him up. He's going to the Turnbull Stakes and then the Cox Plate, but he won the Turnbull last year and then ran second in the Cox Plate. He's trying to go one better in the Cox Plate.
Good on you, Denise. We do thank you for your call. 1-3-5-3-5-3 is that open line number on Punters Post Mortem, old habits, but it's 2:10.
We're ready for Sydney. Are you? The Star Ready to Race Sale. October 7 at Inglis Newmarket after Epsom Super Saturday. The professional breeze-ups have been completed. DVDs are available. Inglis Travel is standing by, and the select 2-year-old and 3-year-old racehorses will soon be arriving on the Inglis sales grounds. Make sure you are ready too. Visit inglis.com.au. That's inglis.com.au.
The Magic Millions Gold Coast 2-year-olds in training sale September 30 is the region's premier Breeze Up style auction, featuring a high-quality catalogue of ready-made racehorses by Australia's leading sires. Broken in, breezed up and ready to run, these 2-year-olds represent outstanding value. View the catalogue, Breeze Up clips and times at magicmillions.com.au. And don't miss the quality Patternac Farm complete dispersal at the Gold Coast from September 28 with over 500 lots catalogued.
You can now get the absolute best bets from New South Wales country meetings throughout the week from onetofollow.com.au. If there's something professional punter and country expert Guy Orbel likes, you'll get it. Receive an alert on your mobile the morning of the meeting, signalling it's time to bet up. Guy's strike rate is phenomenal. Sign up now for just $10 per week and be ready to strike at any time at any New South Wales country meeting. Another professional and winning product from onetofollow.com.au.
Standing at Argyle Thoroughbreds, Masata, son of Stormcat, sire of Group 1 and multiple stakes winner Mr. Mowat, sire of multiple stakes placed Solse. Of his 84 runners, Masata has had 33 winners. Upgrade your stock. Book a mare to Masata now and receive another booking free to Marichal. Plus, 2 months free adjustment. Contact Louise Ellis at Argyle Thoroughbreds. ArgyleThoroughbreds.com.au.
This is Punter's Postmortem. Want to get something off your chest? Call us on 13 53 53. SMS 0419 767 272. Or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Dino, can I have your one to follow?
TK, there was so many from Saturday, but just for a lesser race, I think Riker ran very well on Saturday.
Okay.
And if he goes to a 1400 either at Flemington in 2 weeks or Caulfield in 3 weeks, I reckon he'll go straight to the front and get the prize.
Okay, Ronnie?
I'm going to Melbourne as well for the maidener. Supido had a race one.
Okay, Supido. I actually like Bagman as my horse to follow throughout. I think it was a great run on the weekend. And don't forget Formline. Dino, look forward to seeing you on Thursday night, 7:30 on Sky Racing World.
Looking forward to it, TK. Another big show.
It will be. Big, soon-to-be award-winning show on Formline with Ronnie Duffersey. Thanks, Ronnie.
See you, boys.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great punting week. A full wrap of the 2-year-old barrier trials this morning at about midday, along with Sean Cosgrove.